A group of Australian-affiliated religious leaders have penned an open letter appealing to Prime Minister Scott Morrison to take immediate action against climate change and divest from fossil fuels. But can he be persuaded to change his perception towards the ongoing catastrophic threat of climate-induced natural disasters? Thea Ormerod is the president of the Australian Religious Response to Climate Change's Management Committee. She expressed deep concerns about the coalition government's inaction to address this issue with The Wire's Jared McLaughlin.
Well, a lot of us were really moved and upset by the impact of the bushfires. And we know that the Prime Minister has a lot of power in this situation, much more than most of us. We were moved by our religious traditions, our spiritual and moral convictions, to get together collectively and see if we could, like, have a voice, a significant voice, that he may be able to hear and that we could kind of appeal to the general public that we really need action.
And what has been your perspective on the way the Prime Minister has responded to the recent bushfire crisis?
To be honest, so far it's been really very disappointing. You know, looking for ways almost not to acknowledge the climate has a relevance to the bushfires, looking for ways for Australia not to act when it's our responsibility to act. Excuses, and we're not seeing leadership, we're seeing kind of wriggling out of rather than taking a lead and being strong and being an advocate for doing the right thing. I mean, he is a Christian. We would want him to take the advice of scientists, economists, just about. There's such a huge groundswell of public opinion wanting to see action on climate change, and we've got all the best advice available. All it needs is the political will and somebody to actually take leadership in this country.
What else can be done to try and persuade the federal government to take more action against climate change?
I think what it's going to take is for ordinary people not to give up, not to sort of think, well, others will do this. Ordinary people need to actually speak out from whatever basis, whether it's a religious basis, as grandparents, as parents. We want our kids to be safe. You know, this is about their future safety. You know, we want our kids to be able to have hope and grow up in a world where it's possible, you know, to live a reasonably decent life without chaos and climate refugees and bushfires and climate disruption. You know, we need to speak out, and so much. And we need to make it the top of our priorities in terms of who we vote for. So far, the coalition has not shown any inclination to show leadership on this, and we just have to be a bit differentiated and set our priorities right as to who we vote for.
Thea Ormerod, president of the Australian Religious Response to Climate Change's Management Committee, finishing that conversation with The Wire's Jared McLaughlin.